So you talk about eggs. What about different ways you have eggs?
Poached or fried or scrambled or omelets.
Okay, like you make Easter eggs, it'd be
boiled.
The poached eggs, how'd you make those?
Breaking them more in water. And sort of let them cook that way.
What about the two parts of the egg? You said you had the
yolk and what's the other part? Yolk, I guess, what people call it.
Yeah. The yolk is what color that's
in? It's yellow. Mm-hmm. And then the white. I can think of that. He said that. Thanks a lot.
What about, you know, like the bread and stuff for breakfast and things you might, you make a batter and fry them and put some syrup over them.
Pancakes?
Any other names you ever heard of them?
Flapjacks, what do you call them? What do you call something like that? Or hotcakes?
Yeah. Ever heard them called fritters or flitters?
I know. I've had something else called fritters.
What were they?
They were, it was like apple fritters or something like that. I heard corn fritters also, but you have to take a thing, you slice apples, dip them in the batter, and fry them.
So it's like a dessert, yeah.
It could be very easy. I'd eat them for breakfast or something, I'd sprinkle them with powdered sugar, but it could have very easily been a dessert. It would have been real good hot live stream. Yeah.
Talk about the bread, the stuff that you put in bread. To make it rise would be
yeast.
Okay. And if you went to the store to buy some flour, you might buy 5 quarts of flour.
Pounds.
Okay. And what about kinds of meat you might have for breakfast?
Meat, bacon, sausage, ham, just could have steak. Some people do steak and eggs.
I used to stay with, spend summers with some people down around eastern Georgia. And one of the gladiators from when they lived on a farm, didn't have any electricity or plumbing. She'd go out before breakfast every morning and kill a chicken.
Wow.
And dress it, and she fried chicken for breakfast.
That's been good.
Making the gravy. Yeah, it really was good. She fried.
You really learned how to hog.
Yeah, it really was pretty poor.
Yeah, I know.
But they even like roast chickens, and that was the cheapest thing, like killing chicken. Yeah, but we're talking about bacon. What about other types of pork, like bacon? Maybe some kind of meat that you cook down in with your greens.
What do you call it? I guess it's fat or hog jaw or something like that.
Yeah, the white bacon, is that like what I call white meat or fat back?
Fat back, yeah, I guess. I think it's something like that, right?
Is that usually completely fat?
Yeah, I would say it looks pretty fat.
You have anything, bacon has lean in it.
Right.
You have anything kind of between fat back and bacon that maybe has a little lean but not as much as bacon?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I must have heard something.
You ever heard them talk about middling meat?
No, I don't believe so. I guess maybe I don't know.
So white bacon is what you usually call that, a white?
White bacon or fat back or something. I've heard the term fat back.
Mm-hmm. What about when you cut a hog, the side of a hog, what do you call that? From the shoulder to his
what about
shank?
Half a hog. It's a side of a hog.
Okay. What about the kind of meat that you buy at the store? This wouldn't be like bacon that's unsliced. Do you have any name for that, especially if you call it just bacon?
Bacon that's unsliced.
Yeah, that you have to slice yourself.
Excuse me. Gosh. Can't